Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time now to reacquaint ourselves with our pal Dave Richard, CBS Sports fantasy football expert. There are three ways to link up with Dave Richard and his fantasy football advice: on X at Dave Richard, live on YouTube every morning by searching for Fantasy Football Today, and three times per week on Fantasy Football Today on CBS Sports Network. Check all of your local listings. Dave, we made it to week one. We are here. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dave Richard.
We're ready for the Jaden Daniels era to start in Washington, and I'm excited for it. You know, one of the things that I went back and looked at going into this matchup was track record of the Bucs and how they operate, and man, Todd Bowles loves to blitz a lot. Do you know how well Daniels threw the ball when he was under pressure at LSU last year?
I'd love for you to tell us.
This isn't going to sound good, but it's a 50% completion rate. That's good for when a quarterback is under pressure in college. He averaged, I think it's 11 yards per attempt. That was the best in the FBS. He had a touchdown rate. I think it was over 5%. I believe that was third best in the FBS. Bottom line, he can beat pressure. He might be able to beat the blitz. I'm a little worried about the hits he might take that come along with it. But I think that there's reason for optimism in this Commanders passing game.
Now, just to be fair, Dave, I mean, this is the real deal. This is the NFL. This isn't even the SEC. I mean,
it's true. And
this is the real deal.
Listen, Tampa Bay's defense is going to be aggressive, but it's not like they've got the best pass rush in the National Football League. They've got some big guys up front. They've got a couple of players who can come off the edge and do well. But, you know, we're going to see how he does when he plays against Dallas and when he plays against Philadelphia down the line. But he's facing the Giants. They've got two amazing pass rushers next week.
Yep.
But for this week, I think that we could see Jaden Daniels get off to a good start.
All right. Dave, should I feel good that
Mr. Beckel, in one of the leagues
I care the most about, and you know what I'm talking about, that I got Jaden Daniels at the end of the 13th round?
That's crazy. I've never heard about anybody getting Jaden Daniels that late. I mean, maybe it's a league where passing touchdowns only count for like 2 points and don't get any points for rushing.
Oh, you get points for all of those things. That's not 2 points.
Of course you do. Yeah. And that's why Jaden Daniels is so attractive in fantasy.
All right. So speaking of quarterbacks, Brock Purdy or Matt Stafford?
Stafford's a top 12 quarterback for me this week, guys.
See, I told him that would be the lean. That was my initial lean too, Dave. We're sharing the same brain.
I already moved him into the starting lineup. There you go.
There you go. Very good. Listen, last seven games of the season for the Rams, Stafford was healthy. Puka Nacua was healthy. Cooper Kupp was healthy. The offensive line was And Stafford still got at least 22 fantasy points in six of those seven games. That includes the playoff loss at Detroit, by the way, where he threw for over 350 yards and a couple of scores. I think that the offensive line is going to be an issue. But like the Buccaneers, the Lions pass rush, yeah, it's good. Aiden Hutchinson's awesome. Aiden Hutchinson's better than anything the Bucs have. But it's not one of the most dominant pass rushes in football. And I think that that'll help Stafford, who's probably going to be chasing points in this game, put up some good numbers.
Talking to Dave Richard, fantasy guru from CBS Sports. If you got a question for him, you can get in at 800-636-1067. I don't like hogging Dave's time, so I'm just going to ask one question.
All right, go.
I made a big mistake during my draft.
Uh-oh.
I left the queue on, and I have three quarterbacks on my roster. Okay. By the way, I did get your guy, Josh Palmer, I think in like the 10th round.
Beautiful.
Dave's mega
sleeper.
So
I have Anthony Richardson, Kyler Murray, and Aaron Rodgers, and I was thinking of just kind of keeping them for a couple weeks to see how it goes. Should I cut them? Cakes was like, immediately cut somebody and get somebody.
It depends on who's on your waiver wire, and I don't know how deep this league is. If it's Bupkis on the waiver wire, you might as well hold on to all
three. It's only a 10-team league.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to be able to find it. Aaron Rodgers, drop kick him into the sun.
Really?
Go find somebody off the waiver wire. You know, grab a running back that we can just speculate on for a week. Tyrone Tracy with the Giants, Bucky Irving with the Buccaneers. Those are guys, let's see what they do in week one. And if we're impressed with what they do, we hang on to them. Maybe they end up being breakouts during the year. And if not, then you're probably going to cut them in a couple of weeks anyway. But if it's a 10-team league and it's a one quarterback league, which is what it sounds like, Aaron Rodgers might live on the waiver wire most weeks. And so you don't even need to bother rostering him. You've got two studs in Richardson and Murray. I would start Richardson over Murray this week, but it's a close call between those two. And you move forward that way with only two quarterbacks.
Bucky Irving is available.
There it is. Go grab him.
Javonte Williams.
And so it's just like it would make sense to anybody who watches football. You drop Aaron Rodgers, the future Hall of Famer, and you pick up Bucky Irving, the guy that's never even played a regular season game.
And by the way, he tweeted something yesterday, and maybe you can talk about it. He was excited because you came on after Brian Baldinger.
Yes. So back in the day, I used to work on NFL.com, and I was effectively a ghostwriter for Gil Brandt, the Hall of Famer guy that built the Dallas Cowboys up from the 60s. And Brian was also like a big-time Gil Brandt, I don't want to say follower, but like they talked ball all the time. And I remember sitting at the desk at the draft in 2002 with Gil and Brian, and I'm just sitting there listening to them talk ball, and I'm in awe of the whole damn thing. And to know that I'm following Baldinger 20-some-odd years later on your show, just kind of like a holy crap moment for me. And,
nice.
And like I tweeted this, I said, I would call and let Gil know, but somehow he would know already.
Mm-hmm.
Gil knew things before anybody knew things. It was unbelievable how connected he was.
And he seemed like a genuinely good dude, too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wait. Are you talking about Gil or Baldinger?
Gil.
They both are.
Yeah.
They both are. But Gil was a great guy. Very kind.
Dave, right. Javonte Williams or Tony Pollard?
And right back to fantasy we go.
Yes,
I would go with Javonte all the way. The matchup against Seattle isn't going to be easy. I think Seattle's defense is going to be pretty good. But I think Javonte Williams will just get more touches. And I don't know. I don't have a good sense of what to expect from the Titans' run game. Just in general, they're probably going to run the ball a total of like 25, 30 times. How many of those are going to go to Pollard? How many of those are going to go to Tyjae Spears? How many of those might go to somebody else? You know, Will Levis is probably going to take off a couple of times. So it makes me nervous to trust Tony Pollard more than somebody like Javonte. We've seen Javonte do it before. Javonte looked great in the preseason. I saw him play in his first preseason game against Denver. He looked great. Sean Payton is optimistic about his year ahead. I think he's just the safer guy to go with. Top 24 running back for me this week.
Dave, sit one. This is from Bikey Botts in Dickerson, Maryland. Ford, Hubbard, or Swift?
Give me the names one more time because I was laughing at the
Ford, Hubbard, or Swift sit one?
I'm going to sit Ford.
Okay.
And I know that he's you're looking at a guy that's going to be the lead back for the Browns, but I think he's going to share a lot more than you think. I also think the Browns are going to end up throwing a decent amount. And by the way, he's taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Mike Zimmer controlling that defense. His first goal as defensive coordinator has always been stop the run. And the offensive line for Cleveland, it might be like they might have their five starters there, but both tackles are playing with knee injuries.
All right, we're being greedy and selfish. Let's go to the listeners, 800-636-1067. They can ask Dave Richard from CBSSports.com all of the fantasy questions that they have, and they've got a lot of them.
All right. Let's go to Pastor Jacques. I saw him, was it last weekend I saw Pastor Jacques?
He's still swole?
Sure, he looks great.
Good yeah. For him.
How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, bro. I was doing okay. It was good seeing you too, man. How'd Holy Cross do?
Did just fine. Just fine. Well, nothing special. Just fine. Young team.
It's a long season, so yep. I wish we got to play against them. It would have been fun to watch your daughter play. But
yeah.
Dave, it's great hearing your voice, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Good to hear your voice too, Jacques.
By the way, we haven't heard from Jacques since fantasy football season. Does he listen to any other portion of the show throughout the year?
He chimes in during fantasy.
I do listen. I've got a bunch of kids I got to get on the bus, so it's hard to call in during those hours. But I do listen, so I find another way to get a kid on a bus on Thursday morning. This is priority stuff here.
Thank you, sir. Gotcha. We appreciate it.
All right, what do you got? What are your questions?
Okay, half-point PPR, Gus Edwards, Jalen Warren, or Zach Moss? Got to put one of them in a flex spot.
Ooh, I'm going to probably point you in the direction of I was going to say Jalen Warren, half PPR. He's probably going to get probably more work than we expect because this is Arthur Smith running the Steelers. I think they want to run the ball a lot. With Gus Edwards, he has to score. And I know that you look at the matchup against the Raiders and you go, oh, that's a slam dunk. He's definitely going to do it. I'm not so sure he will. This Raiders run defense added Christian Wilkins to their defensive line. I don't know if that offensive line for the Chargers is going to be dominant from the jump. I think you got to take your chances with Warren, maybe hope that he spikes a big play or two against the Falcons.
All right. Thank you, brother.
There you go. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love the show as always. Dave, thanks a lot for the advice. Hey, I got a flex question. Do we start Keenan Allen in the flex or we go with Jerome Ford?
Do we know if it's PPR or non-PPR?
Yeah, it's a PPR.
Yeah, that's going to swing it for me. I'll take my chances with Keenan Allen. Tough matchup for Chicago, by the way. This Titans defense, at least in the passing game, their secondary, probably one of the deepest secondaries, maybe top four, top five in the league, especially when you combine their safeties. I just don't know where that pass rush is going to come from. And on the flip side, you've got Caleb Williams making his first start. What better way to ease him in than by leaning on his slot receiver, and that's going to be Keenan Allen. Those catches will add up. I would start Allen over Ford.
All right, let's go to Jack Annapolis. Hey, Jack, what's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. It's Cakes' favorite standard scoring, Njoku or Pitts?
Njoku or Pitts? I will lean toward Njoku. I think that he's got a chance to catch some of those short throws. Talked about Cleveland throwing a little bit more. Dallas focusing on stopping the run first. Short area target. Listen, the ball's got to come out quick for Deshaun Watson. And I think that favors David Njoku. I'm nervous about Pitts overall. All training camp long, I was nervous about drafting him. I didn't see anything that suggested that he's really like back to his old self. And I'm talking like college days old self. Kirk Cousins talked about how he needs to extend his arms more when he catches the football. What the hell is that? He's been in the league for three-plus years already, and he's not doing that.
He's a gator.
And
now, he's got gator arms, Dave.
Maybe he does. And now he's got a hamstring injury to boot. Yeah. So I'm very cautious about using Kyle Pitts.
All right, let's go to Rich in Olney. Rich, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, boys?
What's up,
Rich? I need a one out of three. It's Tony Pollard, Zamir White, Rico Dowdle.
Tempted to say Rico Dowdle, but I'm going to go with Zamir White. Just the safest option as far as getting the most work and getting the opportunities against the Chargers. And listen, all the talk about the Chargers and the offensive line and Jim Harbaugh, this and that, they're going to have an attacking defense. But the Raiders have themselves a hoss at running back. And I think that they're going to lean into Zamir White a lot this year and give him plenty of work. Low-key can catch the ball out of the backfield, too. He would be my option of the three that you named, but I'm glad you've got Dowdle. I think he's got a chance to be a sleeper this year in fantasy. Just a really tough matchup for him, and we know that he'll share carries with at least Ezekiel Elliott. for the foreseeable future.
Dave, Devontae Smith or DK?
I believe I have DK ranked higher. I'm going to double check it by looking right now and filibuster for time. Okay. I do have DK higher. Oh, man, Bish. Yeah. I've got them back-to-back in my PPR rankings.
Okay. What matchup do you
DK
like
Metcalf's
better?
Got the tougher matchup, but I'm not sure just how much volume Smith will get against Green Bay. Mm-hmm. It's Metcalf for now.
Okay.
All right, people can load up the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067, because it's time for the speed round. Time is running short. No small talk, no Bluetooth or speakerphones. They're not allowed. No dumb questions, no trade questions. No shaky voice or stammering, and don't argue with Dave's advice.
That's eight rules right there.
That's a lot of rules.
I didn't realize we had shaky voice in there.
I added that.
Or stammering.
That's a new ad.
That's a new one?
Yeah, no shaky voice.
I can understand no stammering, but shaky voice.
That's a new one.
You're killing a guy with a little anxiety?
You gotta be confident.
That's what we do.
You got to be confident when you come on and talk with Dave.
All right. All right, let's go to Dan. Dan, speed round, go.
Jared Goff or Anthony Richardson?
Richardson.
See, that's how it's done. Right out of the gate.
Go to Eric.
Isn't it amazing how high Richardson is, and he's played like two and a half games?
It's the legs, baby. It's the yardage.
Hey, how about this? 18 snaps against Houston last year. He ran for 2 touchdowns.
Pretty good.
I remember.
Snaps. That's all he played.
Yep.
Eric, speed round, go.
PPR, Jerome Ford, Malik Nabers, Zay Flowers.
It's not even close, Malik Nabers.
Nabers is going to nuke the Vikings this weekend.
Even with that quarterback.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah. Even with that quarterback.
He's going to get like a 30% target share.
That's right.
Gets me horny,
Jake,
Dave.
Speed round, go.
Get you horny.
Cousins or Stafford?
I have Stafford higher.
Let's go to Kyle. Speed round, go.
Pick 2, PPR, Amari Cooper, Zay Flowers, Jaden Reed, Adam Thielen.
The first two.
Wow, I felt an coming on, and it didn't. I felt it.
They're on point so far. The pressure's mounting.
Look, if you want to get to Dave Richard and get his advice, you need to be crystal clear with your question and not stammer, stutter.
Right.
Nothing.
None of it.
Let's go to Steven. Steven, speed round, go.
Dak Prescott or Jaden Daniels?
Dak.
Valdez is so disappointed that they're doing so well. Let's go to Alex. Speed round, go.
Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels.
Burrow.
You could always set him up, EB, with like, how you doing?
You can't go with a rookie in week one over Joe Burrow.
Not over Burrow. But I get it. People are excited about Daniels. I'm one of them. Just not that excited.
Are you as excited about Daniels or Caleb Williams?
I've got Daniels ranked 14th among quarterbacks. Caleb is 21st.
Jeez.
Why don't you explain to JP why you have that? I happen to like that rating.
Because he doesn't run as much.
He doesn't run as much, and I think, again, the Titans secondary matches up well with Chicago. It really comes down to just how much pressure Tennessee is going to be able to get on Caleb Williams. And I can't lean on Caleb Williams to make a bunch of Superman plays in his first NFL game.
Right. Let's go to Corey. Speed round, go.
Full PPR, flex, Jaden Reed or Xavier Worthy?
I'm going to say Worthy. I'm not just tempted to say Worthy. I will say Worthy for the upside against the Ravens.
Ben, speed round, go.
Got our first pelt on the wall there, Valdez.
You got your first scalp. Let's go to Cedric. Speed round, go.
Pacheco or Mixon?
Oh, man, you're going to catch me on this one. I now have to go look in my rankings to see.
Pacheco. It's got to be Pacheco.
2 spots ahead of Mixon.
Yeah. I got him in 2 leagues. He's hope he does something.
Tim, speed round, go.
Tim? Joe Mixon or Najee Harris?
What was the first
I didn't hear the
Who's
first
the
name.
First name?
Joe Mixon or Najee Harris?
Sorry about that. Mixon.
There you go. Let's go to Jeff. Speed round. Go.
In my flex.
Pause.
In my flex. Yeah, that's just not going to work.
Say flex or PPR.
Wow. Yeah, so mean.
There are rules. We live in a society.
Let's go to Carlos. Speed round. Go.
Christian Watson or Chris Godwin?
Godwin. Especially, you know what? Hold on.
He's backing.
Full PPR, it's Godwin. half PPR, non-PPR, take the upside with Watson.
Okay.
There you go.
That was a pretty good speed round by the listeners.
Excellent job.
Dave, only I don't one. Know if you read the column. I can't remember who wrote it on ESPN yesterday, but they were talking about the quarterbacks and how valuable backup quarterbacks are because of the injuries the last 2 years. 69 quarterbacks played 2 years ago in 22. Mm-hmm. 67 quarterbacks played last year. So basically mm-hmm. two records in back-to-back years. You're going to see it again. You're going to see minimum 60 quarterbacks playing this year. That's why Jaden Daniels, to me, can be a big issue because I think he's going to get injured.
It's entirely possible. It's just the way that the game is and the yep. nature of the game.
Yep.
But I'll remind you that a year ago, everybody was freaking out about Tua Tagovailoa getting injured and True. Missing time. He didn't miss any games, True. I don't yep. believe.
True, but Dave, he's not a runner.
Yep. Dave, we always love it, man. It's the best time of year. We know you're super busy. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next week, my friend.
I'll be texting you. Don't worry.
Can I say goodbye in a shaky voice?
Yes, please.
Good luck in your leagues this week, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Perfect sign off from Dave Thank Richard. Dave. You can get his fantasy football advice in a bunch of ways on X at Dave Richard, live on YouTube every morning by searching for Fantasy Football Today, and three times per week on Fantasy Football Today on CBS Sports Network.
We're eating a great meal.
Chase and I are drinking as well.
Oh, very good. Look at you
guys. I was going to pour you one, but...
I had to heat up my crab cake.
Okay, so do you want me to pour you an IPA?
I got a long day ahead of me.
We'll let half of the room.
It's a half red solo cup.
You don't even want any? I brought it in for you.
I had 3 10% pumpkin beers last night.
I'll have a little sip. I'm going to drink today, but I don't want to be tired to start my round.
All right. If you drink an ounce or two, you're going to be fine.
All right, okay.
We have to thank our friends at Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company. We'll go through the whole spread when we come back.
Awesome.
And we will get into our
And I'm making
NFL
you one cakes.
Season predictions. We'll do that next.
Here. Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You're on the Fan. Pop quiz time for the listeners. Do the listeners know where to find the best crab cakes in Northern Virginia? They might not, so I'm going to tell them. Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company in Manassas, Virginia. Head over and pick up some of their 100% Jumbo Lump Crab Cakes or have them deliver right to your door. Dive in and order now at JumboLumpCakes.com. They have brought in an amazing spread for us this morning.
There you go.
Here's my testimony.
Yeah, yeah.
Empty plate.
So you can go.
And I'm going back for more.
It's very good.
You can head out to Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company or order online. You can get a catering spread for 8 people. It's 2 crab cakes per person. Valdez loves that.
Hey, I'm already on number 2 right now.
Hey, can I bring a couple home? I got guests from Florida.
Sure.
Come on, can I bring a couple home?
I'm actually, I want to fight you over the leftovers. If there is even leftovers.
I need 2. I need minimum, I need 2.
What, for what?
I need 2 crab cakes. 1 for me, 1 for my daughter.
I have dibs on
2 crab cakes. You're
the big silly. Take as many as you want.
I don't want as many as I want. Let's share them.
So the catering spread.
I'll take 1 home. Is that cool?
Yes. Yes, there's enough.
Can you make some more?
It's 2 crab cakes per person, a tray of crab balls, shrimp pasta salad, coleslaw, potato salad, hush puppies. There's a gigantic tray of those. I'm going to steal about 20 of those and crisp them up in the air fryer at home. They're going to be delicious. 2 BLT sandwiches, which are very high on my sandwich rankings. A good BLT is amazing. They're out there. And a great dessert assortment.
Matt Myers, look at all that meat.
I know.
I mean, so much
meat. This is Maryland-approved crab cake right
here. Yes, it is.
I've had a lot of crab cakes in my life.
You are an expert.
I am the expert. I am the Dave Portnoy of crab cakes. This is amazing. Mm. It's very good. It's high-quality crab meat. Little filler. I don't think there's any filler in there. And you can also tell it's a good crab cake because it doesn't need sauce. Even though he has sauce out there, doesn't need sauce.
JumboLumpCakes.com.
Did he use the number 2, the whatever it's
the J-O? It's J-O. Seasoned well. I don't think it's J-O-2, but it's seasoned very, very well.
You can't determine the seasoning?
I don't think it's J-O-2, but I think it's very, very, very good.
Would you go so far as to say all killer, no filler?
Yes,
buddies.
I would.
Very good.
You should be calling them and ordering this for your Sunday spread.
Sounds like a great idea. Yeah,
this guy's angling for some. I know angling when I see it. This guy's angling.
I'm going to stuff these in my pocket on the way out.
It all hit the spot with Jason's IPA.
To wash it all down. Very good.
It's
well
good.
So thank you again.
I'm an IPA guy.
Jumbo Lump Cakes.
The Voodoo Ranger Juice Force.
What the kids are drinking.
JumboLumpCakes.com. Thank you again. We are, you are spoiling us.
Thanks.
Hold on. I got to take another bite real quick.
Yeah, do that.
All right, we're going to make our season-long predictions.
Oh, it's time.
Oh, I'm still making mine. Hold on.
I'm making mine, too.
I actually put mine up at Junks Radio.
You start with the AFC,
you can
Jason.
Also see the picture of Cakes' jersey.
Mm-hmm.
There are actually some people chiming in that they would. I mean, there's a lot of people who said that they would spend $1,000 on that jersey.
Well, I think if there's a lot of people saying they'd spend $1,000, somebody might spend.
Oh, I'm gonna put he's getting greedy now.
$1,500 or $2,000.
I'm going to put mine up there, too.
Here's the poll.
No, it's a vintage article of clothing is what it is.
The poll, which I put on our Instagram page. Mm-hmm. Give us a follow at Sports Junkies Radio. It's 37% yes.
Wow.
That you could fetch $1,000 for that jersey.
Pretty good.
All you need is 1%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting mine up. I mean, that's like 2 drivers.
Junk's poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV.
So give us a follow at Sports Junkies Radio.
Cakes, put the IP all the way over there. It needs to be right in front of you.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to spill it. Oh, I don't want to be EB spilling.
How many did you have last night?
I had 3 10% pumpkin beers.
Three what?
10%
ABV.
Is that for how many spots you missed out of the money?
I'll be on. Yeah, 1 for each spot I missed out of the money. I'll be fully transparent.
Yeah, hammered.
I didn't feel very good at dinner.
Yeah.
I was teetering on the edge at dinner.
Is that because you had it with Rom?
Well, Rom kind of made me sick, and the fact that I drank three pumpkin beers before dinner, I wasn't doing great.
What were you doing?
I held it together.
What were you doing, though? Why were you pounding them? You were just there all day.
No, I got there like 4:30.
He gets his food credit.
He loves it.
Rom came to my room. We hung out. And I went a little heavy with the pumpkin beers.
I played.
It was dicey. It was very close.
I played in a Cakes Classic one time.
Might have.
And I remember Cakes. We go to it's not Smash Burger. What is it?
Shake Shack. Yeah.
We go to Shake Shack, and Cakes says, "Hey, I got to spend my money." And he orders like 7 beers.
I did do that.
He's got them in a bag and everything.
I'll leave the comps on the card. All right, let's get to our division winners. EB wants to start with the AFC because I'm guessing he hasn't picked his NFC winners yet. This is a new concept to him.
Yeah, I hate this.
Why do you hate it so much?
Because who knows? I can't predict the future.
You love it.
I know one team.
And it's something for Jason to track again throughout the year.
All right, I already have given Jason my picks. My picks are up at Junks Radio if you want to see him. I've got the Jets winning the division. I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers.
All right, hold on.
Fairy tale season.
Ricky.
All right, we're starting AFC. JP's got the Jets. I'm taking Miami.
Okay.
Two's got to stay healthy, but I'm going to take Miami.
I think their defense might be a little leaky, but look, everybody's going to make different picks.
It's probably a bad pick.
But I don't know. Could be a good
I figure
pick.
Everyone's going to take the Jets.
Hey, can we stop the preface of got to stay healthy? Isn't that kind of just built in?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that built in with everything?
It's like your excuse. That's all.
But it's kind of built in. If the starting quarterback goes down,
yes, it is. It's probably going to be obvious.
It's probably going to be a poo-poo season.
No, it's obvious.
Yes,
correct.
It's obvious.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go with the Jets. I just think Breece Hall could go like 2,300 total yards, rushing and receiving. He's a super stud. Garrett Wilson primed for a big year. And they have a top 7 defense. Bickle. I like the Jets.
Bickle.
Bills. Ooh. Josh Allen going to be big still.
All right, Valdez.
I have the Aaron Rodgers redemption tour, Jets.
Mm. And Drabby.
Jets.
And Mike Moore has the Jets. All right, AFC North. I got the Ravens.
Ravens.
Bickle?
Ravens.
Does anybody have
Everyone's got the Ravens. Nobody's picking
I have the purple-clad Ravens.
Does anybody have anybody other than the Ravens?
I have the Bengals.
Okay.
All right. You act like that's crazy?
It's not crazy. I know who Valdez is.
I think it's reasonable.
I've got Jacksonville winning the South. 9 wins last year.
You love Trevor Lawrence. You picked him for MVP last year.
I like him, but he's got to have that year. He signed that big contract. He's got to have that year.
I remember Jason before Trevor Lawrence.
I think
Lawrence,
everyone, the sexy pick is Houston based on what Stroud did last year. I think they come down a little bit.
Didn't they add Stephon Diggs?
Yes, they did.
They did.
Who else they add on
Joe
defense?
Mixon, Danielle Hunter,
pass pretty good. Rusher. I mean, they had a good offseason.
They do.
Will Anderson's a stud at linebacker.
I've got the Texans.
I'm outsmarting myself. I'm going with Jacksonville, too.
Mm. I have the Texans as well. C.J. Stroud will get even better. He's got a better weapon now with Diggs added to the mix.
Mike Moore.
Defense should be better.
Mike Moore has the Texans behind the glass.
We just disrespect Mike. We don't let him talk on Mike.
Oh, Mike Moore, who do you have?
Texans.
All right. There you go. All right. Who else we got?
Mike Moore's brain is already in Tampa. He's going to the Skins-Bucks game.
I have the Jags. Look for the touchdown regression to come back this season.
Mm. Matt Cahill.
I have the Jags as well.
I like that. There's a couple guys over
Does
here.
Does anybody have anybody other than the Chiefs in the West?
We're zigging. We're ziggers.
Speak now.
I have the Chiefs.
What's the
as does everybody? I'm guessing.
I got the Chiefs.
All right, I'm just gonna write them down. KC.
I mean,
KC.
You really gotta zig if you're gonna pick like the Chargers or the Broncos to come out.
You can't pick
the
Raiders.
AFC West.
They're gone.
All right, now we have to go back. Now we have to go to the NFC East because we can't pick wild cards and then conference championships because
his notebook's not set up that way.
No, but that's going to include an NFC team. So I have got to go NFC divisions now.
That's
all right,
fine.
All right, okay. I got divisions.
All right, Philly or Dallas, anywhere. Or I know
Somebody
no one has
Washington.
Nobody has Washington. Who has Washington?
I have Philly.
I have the Eagles.
I also have Philly.
All right, I've got Philly.
Philly.
What does Mike Marr have?
I'm zagging here. I got the Cowboys. I don't like it, but
okay.
Right. Who I got?
Drabby?
Eagles as well.
All right.
There wasn't much separation last year. I won this with Cakes. It was a tie.
Mm-hmm.
in the season-long predictions.
Now, remember, the scoring system, you get 2 points for a division winner, you get 1 point for a wild card, you get 3 points if you get to the conference championship, you get 5 if you win and advance to the Super Bowl, you get 7 if you win the Super Bowl. Just wanted to break that down.
All right.
All right, NFC North. I've got Jared Goff.
I have Jahmyr Gibbs.
JP, you go.
I have Dan Campbell.
Okay. Lions sweep so far.
Jordan Love.
Okay. Behind the glass.
I have Christian Watson.
Mm. Hackers.
I have the Bears.
Wow.
Classic zag.
He's zagging.
Yeah, I have like Matt LaFleur.
Hack.
South. Right. I've got Kirk Cousins.
I also have the guy I share a birthday with, Kirk Cousins.
I have
Kirky.
Kyle Pitts. I'm a Kyle Pitts guy.
Okay.
Got the Falcons as well.
Ooh. Groupthink, we're doomed. Falcons are doomed.
Here it comes. Mike Moore.
Mike Penix.
Falcons.
5 for 5.
I have the Falcons.
What?
Falcons, Drabby.
I have Rashad White.
Tampa.
Bucks. Oh, you're rooting hard. Don't root for the Bucks this weekend, though.
Not this week.
No, he's rooting this weekend. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, the Commander 6-11.
He roots against them every week.
That's not true.
It's so true. I want everyone to know that Drab hates the Skins. He doesn't like us having joy. He doesn't like it when we're joyful.
I said they were going to have 6 wins last year. You called me a hater. They had 5 wins.
They
had 4. Actually, less than 5.
We got to get through the NFC West real quick.
We've done the NFC West. Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's do that.
I've got Ricky Pearsall.
I have Juwan Jennings. Deep cut.
Purdy.
I have Roger Craig.
Good one.
All right, you're going deep. All right.
I have the 49ers.
Deebo Samuel.
Yep. Grabby. Niners.
Geno.
This guy.
You'll see.
He could have the last one.
I think he finished with like 7 points last year. I think he finished last.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we'll give you both conference wild cards. We'll give you our Super Bowl picks and our bowl prediction next here on The Fan. Thanks again to Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company in Manassas. Head over and pick up some of their 100% Jumbo Lump Crab Cakes or have them deliver it right to your door. Dive in and order now at jumbolumpcakes.com. Thank you again to them.
Can't get enough.
We are in the midst of our NFL season predictions. We gave all of our division winners. Now we move on to wild cards. Who's in the title game and who's in the Super Bowl?
Okay.
That's next. And bowl predictions.
3 wild cards.
Let's do wild cards for each first. Can we do that?
Yep. I'm going to go Buffalo, the Jets, and Cleveland. It's my wild cards.
All right.
Mm. I'm kind of loading up on AFC East there, but hopefully I get 2 out of the 3,
mm-hmm.
get some points. So I'm just not sold on a lot of those other teams.
I don't think I have any of those teams as a wild card team. So I think the Chargers are going to make a run this year with Jim Harbaugh. I also have the Bengals and the Dolphins. Those are more conventional picks, but I've got the Chargers, the Bengals, and the Miami Dolphins as wild card
teams. Yeah, I kind of slept on Cincy. I might get screwed on that. All right, Mr. Bickle.
Jets, Bengals, Dolphins.
All right, I will.
I got a lot of chalk.
We'll round
out
the room.
You've got 3 AFC's teams, too, just like me.
I have the Bengals, I have the Bills, and I also have the Dolphins, your AFC wild cards.
All right, Mike Moore.
I got the Dolphins, Bengals, and Jaguars.
Behind the glass.
Wow, a lot of Dolphins love. I have the Dolphins, the Bengals, and the Titans.
Ooh, that's a sassy pick.
My dark horse, offensively, hopefully offensively not challenged.
Right.
Their firepower.
They're going to look radically different on offense.
Slinging the ball.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get a glow up in Tennessee.
Okay.
Trabby.
I also have the Dolphins. I think that's everybody has them as a wild card. Ravens and Chargers.
Awesome. Oh, two guys picked
actually,
the Chargers.
Actually, I have Houston missing the playoffs.
Ooh.
So do I.
Sassy. Okay.
I like that.
That's different.
Right. I like that just because I don't know if I'm 100% sold on CJ Stroud as being the next greatest ever of all time.
He might be. They added a lot of pieces. I just think they come back down to earth a little bit.
Yeah.
NFC wildcards. I've got the Rams, the Packers, and Dallas.
I've got Caleb Williams and the Bears as a wild card team. Got the Packers and the Rams.
Lions, Rams, Skinnies.
Like it. I have the Matt LaFleurs. I have the Cooper Cups. And I have the fighting Jaden Daniels.
Oh, you're with me.
He has him. Well, he predicted
10 wins.
I need to put EB in.
I was going
to
call him out if he didn't.
I need to put it out into the universe.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to find a way to steal a playoff berth.
All right, Myers.
I have the Lions, the Packers. That puts three teams out of the AFC North in the playoffs for me. And I feel bad because JP confronted me, kind of caught me off guard from my prediction yesterday. After being at home thinking about my teams.
Okay, yeah.
Commanders.
That's three straight.
You pick them every year, I think.
How did I confront you? I don't even remember
that. You asked us what we thought the Redskins' record was going to be.
Oh. Yeah, you said 7-9-1.
Nice. Oh, gotcha. Nice.
Yeah, three of them. They kind of caught me off guard.
So you think 9-7-1, really?
Yeah, 9-7-1.
Nice.
All right.
Sorry, I can fix the Instagram story if you'd like.
Cahill.
I have the 49ers, Falcons, and Lions as my wild cards.
Conference championships. This is where it gets real with the points.
Mm-hmm.
Did you even ask Mike Moore?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike Moore.
I got the Eagles, Lions, Bears. Also have three teams from the NFC North.
He just feels like, you know, an afterthought.
No. I'm sorry. Yeah. All right. Conference championships, AFC. I'll go Jets. Baltimore.
Oh, I've got the Jets against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I don't have Kansas City getting there.
Go Cakes.
I have the Chiefs and the Bengals.
And Cincy.
Yep.
All right.
Mr. Bickle?
I'm just going to
pondering.
I'm going to zig a little bit. I'm going to go Ravens. Ravens, Jets.
Man, a lot of Jets.
Mike Moore.
I got the Ravens and the Texans.
All right, Myers.
I have a rematch, Chiefs, Ravens.
I wanted to pick that.
Like it. That would be fun.
Cahill.
I also like the Jets, and they're going to take on the Bengals.
All right, NFC Conference Championship. I've got the Eagles and Freddie Solomon.
I've got the Lions taking on the 49ers.
All right.
I have
go ahead, Cakes.
Jamison Williams,
the Lions,
and Brandon Ayuk
against the 49ers.
I have the Eagles and the Niners.
All right, Mike Moore.
I got another classic playoff clash between the Packers and the 49ers.
Okay, Cahill.
I like Eagles versus Packers, NFC Championship.
And we're down to Matt Maher.
Falcons, Bears.
Jeez. This is where you give the pool away.
That's where you give the pool away right there.
All right, so
Kirk game. Against Caleb in the NFC Championship.
All right, now we're in the Super Bowl.
They have a combined one playoff win?
I've got the Jets and Dwight Clark. I mean, look, if Mahomes gets back to that's 5 out of 6 for the Chiefs. They're coming back down to earth a little bit.
I don't think so. I think the Chiefs are going to three-peat.
Oh, I've got San Francisco winning, by the way.
And I think they're going to beat the Lions in the Super Bowl.
All right.
So Chiefs over the Lions in the Super
Cakes.
Bowl.
I have these guys winning the Super Bowl over the Chiefs.
Ooh. You're going the other way. That could be a separator if it's down to us two again.
Could be.
I have the Ravens and the Niners, and the Ravens win the whole joint.
Valdez, Henry.
I think Derrick Henry is going to be a monster.
I mean, the guy could have 15 to 18 touchdowns.
He's
going to
be a monster.
All right, Mike Moore.
EB, great minds think alike.
Yes,
I got
sir.
The Niners, Ravens, Baltimore wins the championship.
Yeah.
Behind the glass.
I have the Chiefs over the Falcons.
Chiefs over the Falcons.
And the final selection.
I got a silly Super Bowl matchup. Jets versus Packers.
That would be awesome.
That's a good
Aaron
one.
And you've got Aaron Rodgers winning. There's no way Jordan Love's winning.
I got the Packers winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Love it.
Sure, Aaron Rodgers.
Right. No, he ain't winning a Super Bowl.
He's only been to one.
All right,
isn't that amazing?
Time now for bold predictions.
Mm. We're going to get him in?
Well, I was going to say the Skins making the playoffs, but three of us picked them, so I can't. That doesn't count.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to let the bold predictions breathe a little bit.
We should mention.
We can't just jam it all into like a minute and a half.
Our circa Survivor play is still coming up.
Yes.
We're going to debate. You guys can try to lobby us. You can vote. Like, we're going to get you guys involved. But yeah, big deal. How much money was on the line last year? Like $9
million?
Something
like that. I think it was $8 million.
$8 million?
$9 million is this year.
It's a lot of dough.
We're playing for $9 million bucks.
Yep. So that's coming up at 9:20.
Mm-hmm. So we'll do our bold NFL predictions when we come back. We will argue and fight and eventually make our junkie survivor pick at 9:20. That's all coming up on the 4th annual Crab Kickoff here on the Junks on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.